He's actually on the line with us already. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, thanks so much, Eric. Hey, Chan, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Is it Chance or Chan?
Chance, like give me a chance, C-H-A-N-C-E.
Okay, all right. Just want to make sure because, you know, your name's Channing, and I was wondering, well, maybe it's Chan or if it's Chance.
No.
I just don't want to say the wrong nickname, you know. So.
Gotcha. It's all good. No worries.
How's business going for you guys?
Pretty good. Coming out of a slow season, being an exterior focused business, but it's going pretty good going into the summer. So picking back up.
Okay. So you guys mainly focus on exterior type work, like siding.
Yeah.
Talk to me like exactly like what you mainly do. Is it mainly siding and like gutters?
Well, I would categorize it as exterior trim. We do all type of exterior trim. So gutters, fascias, soffit, siding, window wrap, custom aluminum work, shutters, everything like that, gutters, all of that.
Okay. You do a little bit of everything on that. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So you mainly focus on exterior stuff, which is great. You know, I mean, it's great for, you know, especially for Google because, you know, you don't just do siding. You know what I mean? You do all kinds of stuff. So you do all, like, especially the gutters too, which is great as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you had mentioned to Eric that you have somebody that has, like, a general contractor license, but you don't have one yourself, correct?
No, not yet. But in the state of Missouri, okay, for this type of work, I don't believe that you need a general contractor's license to contract out.
Definitely.
If I'm not mistaken.
You know, just trying to figure out what you have and what you don't have, you know, because there's certain things that Google wants to see in certain categories, but you're definitely good on what you're doing right now without having a general contractor license. So that's good. So you do doors though, and you do gutters, right? And that sort of thing. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
Cool. Well, I think you're going to like our basic package here that we have in terms of like getting your exposure, Chance, and ultimately getting you more calls, especially in the St. Louis area, so that you guys can get more action and more leads coming in. What about windows? Like, do you do anything with windows? Like,
we do window wrapping, and we also install windows, but that's mostly on the rough inside. So, like, on new builds.
Okay.
Not necessarily
window. If I was
able
to get you, like, window leads, would you want those? So I can definitely help you build out those window calls, too. I mean, it's something that it's either something you want or you don't want, you know. I have a lot of window guys, too, that are on Google that do very well. So it's definitely a category I can help bring in, you know, leads for besides, you know, gutters, trim, and siding.
Right. Okay, yeah, we can go ahead and add that on there. That'd be fine.
Okay. I gotcha. Because I do have, like, so, and I'm going to go over this in a second with you, but I do have a couple verticals, too, that I want to talk to you about in terms of, like, helping you expand your business, okay? So, but the first way, obviously, that we focus in on is all the keywords that relate to your business. We want you showing up on the first page of Google, right? So anytime anybody in St. Louis types in something you do, right, Chance, we want to make sure that, hey, you're showing up and that you're getting that book of business, right, and you're getting those calls. Make sense?
Yes, sir. That makes sense.
Okay. I'm sure you do that exercise all the time. You go on to Google, whoever shows up on the first page, you call them, right? And that's basically what we're talking about here, okay? Now, did you guys ever set up a website for your business or not yet?
Not yet. That's still in the works.
Yeah. So good news is I can help you with that. So, obviously having a website is important, especially being on Google, right? So, that's all part of what I would basically take care of for you guys. The second way that we help your business grow is, Chance, Anytime somebody types in a keyword onto Google, let's say they don't call you. Well, what do we do about that, right? You know, they see you on Google, but they don't call you. Well, obviously that's a lost opportunity. So what our business does is we actually focus on a concept of getting back in front of them called retargeting, right? And what we'll do is we'll use Facebook to do that chance, right? So let's say Nancy types in siding, right? Siding company, right? And she lives in St. Louis. And, you know, she sees you on Google, but Nancy doesn't call you from Google. Well, anytime Nancy goes on to Facebook and logs on to Facebook, she's going to see an ad from CL Contracting and Renovation motivating her to want to call you guys from Facebook.
Right.
Okay. So we make that ad specifically only for people that are typing in keywords within your area and demographic. Okay. So the way we do that on Facebook, right, is very effective, and it's targeted to only people looking for your services, okay? So we don't spend a crazy amount of money on that concept, but we spend enough where it generates you calls, right, and it ultimately gets back in front of them, okay? So we're going to be fishing in a couple different ponds. Obviously, Google is the focus, but, you know, if they don't call you on Google, obviously we want to try and entice them to call you, and we use Facebook because it's the second most visited platform out there. Chance to obviously get back in front of them. Okay. Now, the third way that we can help your business grow, and one of my favorite things that I love talking about, is we do actually have a pay-per-lead program, right, that I can bring to the table for you. Now, it does take time to get set up. It's not an overnight thing that I can just turn on the switch on it, because Google vets you. Okay. And the reasoning why is you actually show up at the very tippy top of Google for any of the keywords, right? So there are a couple of verticals I can get you pay per leads for. One is the siding leads, right? Like, it's called the siding pro vertical. So, you know, things like, you know, siding installation, siding like repair and maintenance, right? Siding removal, like those type of keywords. And then the other is I can do windows, like window installation and window repair. Right. So those are two verticals that I can bring a paper lead to the table for you. The good news with those leads, after you do get vetted and approved for those leads, is you can turn those on at any time or off at any time. And what those are used for is for, like, when you need the extra leads. Right. So let's say, you know, 1 week you can take on more work. You can turn on your paper leads chance. And anytime that lead comes in, they come in like a form of a phone call, you talk to them, you get to ask them a million questions, and during the course of that conversation chance, if you like the lead, you pay for it. If you don't like the lead during the conversation, you actually can turn that lead down, which is great.
That sounds great. Yeah, definitely sounds good.
Yeah. So there is, you know, expense to get that going, though. And what do I mean by that? Well, you know, we got to do a background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. We got to show Google that you have the limited liability insurance. So it is a 2-month vetting process for that leg of services. But the good news is those can really take your business to the next level. So let's talk about siding leads. I'm just pulling the cost on those up right now in St. Louis, because obviously I want to make sure I'm giving you accurate pricing. With those leads, those would run you, seeing right now, just waiting on it to spit me out the information here so I can get it. Have you ever done any, like, have you ever gotten leads before, or is this kind of like your?
I'm currently partnered with Angie's List right now.
Yeah. How those going?
Pretty good. That's pretty much been the main way, besides that general contractor that I work with.
If you're doing good with Angie's, you're going to crush it on Google, because, you know, the downside with Angie's is they don't give you exclusively, right? You know, that lead share with like 3, 4, or 5 other guys. So if you're doing good with that, I mean, the nice thing about Google is that it's an exclusive lead. So they're not sharing that lead with other guys.
Gotcha. Is there any time you guys could call me back within like the next 2 hours or so. I'm actually at a customer's house right now. So.
Oh, you're at a customer's house. Sure, no problem. Let me pull up my calendar. Let me see what's going on in the next couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know I understand we all got things going on at the same time. Chance.
Interested though. Like I wanted to hear you guys out and hear the price.
Totally. But at the same time, you got to run your business. How about right. Can I call you at noon your time? Is that going to give you enough time, or do you need a little more time than that?
Noon will be perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a call at noon. Okay. Because you're central time, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. I'll call you at noon. I'm going to put you down right now on my calendar before life gets crazy on me here. And then we will talk at noon, okay, central, and then we'll go over all this again, okay?
Gotcha. Sounds like a plan.
Sounds good. Thanks, sir. All right. Bye-bye.